You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is the three strikes law in, like, in the current state that it is in?
So the three strikes law is a piece of quite regressive legislation that was passed under the national government. And what this law does is it imposes a minimum sentence that judges have to impose on people who have committed certain crimes. So what we've seen with this bill is that as time goes by and people who have been convicted of certain forms of crime then are reconvicted for perpetrating similar crimes again, that they end up receiving very, very long prison. So the problem with the three strikes law is that it assumes there's a correlation between the amount of time that you spend in prison and the likelihood that you won't commit crimes once you come back out of prison. So it relies on the idea that prisons are rehabilitative in some sense. And the reality when we look at New Zealand's prison system is that that's not the case. That's not the case, and it's never been the case. In fact, New Zealand has an extremely, extremely high recidivism rate. Within 3 years of being let out of prison, 50% of people who have been released will be back in prison again. So when we look at what, you know, what this bill will do, it will put people who are already at risk of perpetrating serious violence back into an environment, often for very long periods of time, which is re-traumatizing, which is not rehabilitative, which is not therapeutic, and which makes their offending worse when they are eventually released. It's counterproductive, it doesn't solve the social problems that cause crime, and it trains some of the people who need the most help to prevent them from harming others to be more violent. It's completely regressive, it causes the problem that it's intended to solve, and it should be repealed.
How does the status of the three strikes law affect the rest of the correction/justice system? So does it have knock-on effects on any other elements?
So the three strikes law is interesting in that its worst effects are staggered out over time. It takes a long time for this poison to really start showing how bad it is. So when we implemented the Bail Amendment Act under Judith Collins, under the national government, we saw an immediate uptick in the prison population because more and more people were being held on remand in prison. With the Three Strikes Act, because it doesn't technically do anything until a person's third conviction, we won't start seeing the worst effects of this act for, you know, possibly, you know, they're beginning now, but it will very rapidly cause a huge spike in the New Zealand prison population. And this is kind of our last chance to repeal this bill before it can do the serious damage that it's about to do. So we already have one of the highest rates of incarceration in the world. In the OECD, we are second only to America, which, you know, was founded as a slave state. So New Zealand is already doing terribly at maintaining a low prison population. This act, in conjunction with the Bail Amendment Act, would absolutely grotesquely swell up our prison population and make it reach even more unsustainable heights. So not repealing the Three Strikes Act is completely at odds with the Labor government's claim that it's going to reduce the prison population. This will massively increase our prison population for absolutely no gain to the public.
Would you say it's a common perception that longer sentence lengths make communities safer in New Zealand? Like,
yeah, this is a lie that's been pushed by the Sensible Sentencing Trust and its ideological kin for years now. But the reality is that most people who go to prison eventually come out of prison.
Yeah.
People don't go to prison until they die in this country generally.
No,
so
exactly.
These people will come back out of prison. We want them to come back home, rehabilitated and ready to become part of healthy communities, or do we want to warehouse them in the most inhumane conditions imaginable, where they're subject to daily threats of violence, to long periods of solitary confinement, to deprivation, to complete lack of access to any kind of rehabilitative or training programs, and then they come home? Because that's what the Three Strikes Law is doing. That's what it will do. It needs to be repealed, and we need to find a better way of dealing with people who have harmed others, because prisons don't work. Prisons have never worked.
Say, in the context that we can't create full systemic change, or what some would say is the current social climate, where we can't fully make, like, repeals to social conditions, what would be the ideal repeal specifically for the Three Strikes Act within the confines of the current justice and correction system, as well as the current social system?
So the problem is that the issue that the Three Strikes Law is intended to address, violent crime, is an intrinsic result of our current social and political economic context. So we can't ever address the causes of crime, the causes of violence in communities, until we address the structural nature of capitalism, of colonialism in this country. But there are immediate policy changes that can be made. So the Three Strikes Act needs to be repealed immediately. Benefit sanctions need to be repealed immediately. The police need to be disarmed. We need to abolish solitary confinement in New Zealand prisons. We need to make sure that every prisoner has access to rehabilitative programs, because at the moment, more than half of all prisoners legislatively have no access to any kind of therapeutic intervention, no mental health care, no jobs training, no skills training, nothing at all. So there's a lot that we can do now within the framework of kind of a liberal capitalist economy. But ultimately, it is the economic structure of our society which causes these problems. And until we change that fundamental structure, we will never fix these issues.
What alternatives do you believe there are in an ideal system?
So in an ideal system, the people who produce all of the wealth of society, the people who produce all of the things that we need to survive, the food, the people who do the work, should directly democratically control the distribution of those resources. That's not the case right now. Now your boss controls the wealth that you create at your job. So the first, the most fundamental change that needs to be made is that workers ourselves need to control the economy. We need to control production. That would mean that we could distribute resources in a way which uplifts all of us, so that we don't have this immense class of people who have to live in poverty, so that we can maintain the, extravagant lifestyles of a handful of wealthy people. That would cause, there would be immediate changes in the way that people's lives are lived, which would cause an immense reduction in crime. People wouldn't be living with the daily stress of trying to survive in this economy, and would be able to adjust their lives to living peacefully with one another.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
I stuffed up the buttons again, just the weekly button stuff up. So that was Oscar Perez speaking to Emily Rakete, who's the spokeswoman for People Against Prisons Aotearoa. And that was about the Three Strikes Law movements. We've got the full crew back in the studio now. Will Parsonson's joined us from the exam study. And he's got some, we're going to have a little discussion about it. I'd like people to text in as well, 5395, and say your stance on the Three Strikes. We're going to have a chat about it. Will, you've got some facts for us before we start having a little chat?
Yeah, I just want to sort of talk about how this is a reasonably controversial topic, and just taking to sort of online forums, and then especially on sort of stuff stories about how the government has backed down on removing the Three Strikes Law. A lot of people, especially in the stuff comments, were quite supportive of the backdown, saying it's a positive thing. And I feel like there's a bit of sentiment. I saw a few comments saying that these people who are in prison, it doesn't matter if they're not getting reform, they shouldn't have rights in prison, which, I mean, obviously I can say I don't agree with. But there's, in 2014, the ACT Party tried to make the Three Strike Law apply to people who were involved in burglaries, and they actually got shut down. But one of the things that came up in that is that it was estimated that over half of people participating in burglaries or minor crimes similar to burglaries were under 25, meaning that they didn't have much support within the system or the criminal justice system, nor legal support. So a lot of these people are reoffending because they don't, as in the interview with Emily, there's a lot of
recidivism
is a word that's
People. So recidivism is the trend of people who've gone into correctional facilities, come out, kind of don't really know what to do with themselves, and then so just go back into crime and just get locked up and go in and out and in and out and in and out of jail.
Right.
And I'd say actually that's irrespective of any decision that's been made in the judicial system, I've always believed that that's something that's a really good marker to see whether it's working or not, is actually the number of people who are constantly being circulated in and out of prison. Keeping that figure low is a really good marker.
In the OECD, New Zealand has one of the highest incarceration rates per 100 people in the population. per 100,000 people, I think it's around 30 or something. I don't have the exact stats on that. I have to look that up. It's one of those things, like Connor says, it is a cycle, and it shows that the system itself is not offering any sort of reform to these offenders, and that the three strikes law inherently doesn't function as it is intended.
Right. So what's the future with this?
I personally think, one of the reasons that this didn't pass, one of the reasons it was backed down on, is because of New Zealand's first hard stance on crime. That is something that they've always played against, and some people might say that's a political ploy. You know, hard stance on crime is something that's used a lot in American politics as well, and it plays well with the voters. New Zealand First is saying that there needs to be a broader analysis of the criminal justice system rather than, I think they, what do they call it? They called it a piecemeal offering, this small removal of the three strikes law.
Yeah. So it sounds like a bit of, there's a bit of back and forth going on in that parliament down in Wellington then.
Yeah, well, I feel like in the future we will see this change.
Yeah.
I think there's enough evidence to show that this doesn't work and that it is just something that plays well with voters or is in some ways a bit of a moral panic. People see these crimes and think that this reoffending rate is inherent rather than caused by our own societal malfunction. So I think it will change in future if the broader challenges are addressed by our government.
Sweet, let's hope so. We're gonna move on, gentlemen. Will, thank you very much for that. We're gonna go to the break and come back with Jack Marshall from live from Gisborne. You got anything to add to that, Connor, before we go?
No, not really. I think Will's kind of summarized it as well as he can. Yeah, it's hopefully it does change as the evidence mounts and mounts and mounts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.